I'm sorry?
Question?
Sure.
So we have to wait for him to come again?
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. You don't need to be here. The hearing is left open only for his testimony. Okay? All right. So you can call the office and find out when that'll be, when he will be subpoenaed for which hearing, and then you can call the office in the following morning to get the results if you'd like. You can be here, or you can. All of our hearings and deliberation is also on the internet. You can view that on the internet. Okay.
You want to set the date now, because I'm going to need that to, you know, if I do a subpoena. You want them the first.
The 12th, is it, of September?
Yeah, that's actually 3 weeks. That should be fine to get a process server out there.
Okay.
Is that the first?
September 12th.
We're out of town that day.
We're on the internet.
We're on the internet, and you don't have to be here.
Next case, 10,842, Ryan Holmes, east of Route 5, Long Neck Road, approximately 340 feet north of Route 24, John J. Williams Highway, a special exception for an off-premise sign.
Name and address?
Mike Schaefer, 30196 Whitehall Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Sorry.
19968.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
The information you should have in front of you will show the pictures of the signage. My understanding is this is a change from a conditional use to a special use. Mm-hmm. It's a signage we have in place, I believe, for over 4 years. We are actually just finishing the community, and was given notice that I needed to apply for a special use because our expiration had occurred on the conditional use. So that's why I'm here tonight, just to try to get that special use on the sign. You have all the location. Do I need to go over that at all? Or
if you'd like.
Okay. The sign's located on a unfinished parcel in Bayshore Plaza. It's located approximately 340 feet, actually should be 340 feet west of Route 5 on Route 24. And then on the southbound side, it's a commercial district. There is commercial all around that parcel. And then the sign is used for us for a directional for a community located on Bay Farm Road, which is approximately about a mile away to the actual community entrance, which is tucked down right in front of the peninsula on Bay Farm Road. So it's just been very difficult to try to get traffic from Route 24 coming westbound to the community.
Okay.
So the sign itself has been instrumental in leading to sales for this community and the success of this community moving along. The community has over 200 and some homes now from the time it's been there, which I think in today, with where we are in the market, it's definitely helped us to continue to sell in this community.
Okay, and how much more before the community's built out?
We have, I believe, approximately 40, not even that, I think it's 38 or 42 lot, 38 to 40 lots remain in the community.
Okay.
So anticipation would be probably, if you were to ask me a time frame, mm-hmm. probably about 2 years, approximately two years.
2 years, okay. This was, okay, so it's been there for 2 years, a little over 2 years.
Yep.
Okay.
Same exact sign will be used?
Yeah, same sign's already in place. The sign that you have on there is exactly what will remain. We have no intent of changing it. It's been updated for where we stay as of today.
Size-wise and everything.
Yep.
And it's in good repair?
Yeah, it's in good repair. It was refreshed probably about 4 months ago.
Okay.
And it's all vinyl, so it's for that it will keep its look throughout the process.
Very good. And have you been advised that it has had any substantial effect adversely on the neighboring properties, the uses of those?
Have not. We've not heard anything from it. I do know that there was a letter that was sent in today from the owner of the plaza, just again acknowledging the same, the same thing that, you know, just it's been an improvement for us and for the property itself.
Okay. Received that letter in favor of.
Okay, great. Thanks. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? And is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Having none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,842, as I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, since it's already been there 2 years. And being good repair, it's the same sign that's been there for 2 years. Therefore, I'd make the motion.
And for how long?
2 years.
For 2 years, okay. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve case number 10,842 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
And those opposed, motion carried.